Coming with you all the way through until nine this morning. Now, domestic violence has reached epidemic proportions in the country. All you have to do is tune into a radio station, read a newspaper, and you'll know all about it. Now, according to a 2018 UN study, 69% of homicides in Africa are due to women being killed by intimate partners. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, an organization called the Warrior Project was launched to provide much-needed resources for women in need. And Advocate Yvonne Wakefield is the founder of Caveat Legal. She's the founder of this particular project, the Warrior Project. She's also joined by another high-powered individual, Aisha Ismail, founder of Sweep South. Advocate Wakefield, Yvonne, thank you for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning, Keto.
So what's the core purpose behind your existence exactly?
Keno, I founded the Caveat Legal about 8 years ago, trying to make legal services more accessible to the public, and realized quite soon that since we made a decision not to provide commercial services only, that we were actually leaving out some very, very vulnerable groups of people, like refugees and like victims of domestic violence.
Right.
So it's taken quite a long time, but this year we've launched the Warrior Project to try and provide a comprehensive information and resource portal for domestic violence victims. So essentially what the Warrior Project is it's a very, very simplified, deliberately simplified website that sets out the rights of victims and then a very comprehensive list of resources. There actually are fantastic resources available to victims from NGOs, from government organizations, but there's no kind of single portal that brings them all together. So what I'm talking about is helplines, links to police, links to counseling services, links to shelters. We also include a free legal helpline that's backed up by Law for All to assist domestic violence victims that choose to go the legal route and get a domestic violence protection order.
So how do people access it? You talk about, you know, a website, for example, but there are also people in the more rural areas in the Western Cape that might not have access to the internet.
Yes. Keno, that's a very good point. We have partnered with Sweep South. You were talking, I think, about Aisha Pandor at Sweep South.
Yes.
So we partnered with Sweep South, and because we've done that, you know, that was the easiest way for us to reach as many people as we could. Now, Sweep South is, you know, all of their communications are in English, and all of their communications are available to people who have smartphones.
Yeah.
So we've gone that route initially because that's the way that we can reach as many people as possible early on. But we realize that we have a lot of things that we need to address. We need to have the site translated into a number of other South African languages. We need to make sure that it's available to people who don't have smartphones and those types of things. So those are things that we're getting to. We realize it's certainly not perfect at this stage.
Okay, so where do we go? Where do we find these resources?
Okay, so it's www.thewarriorproject.org.za. That's where all the resources are available. And then we have a number of social media sites at The Warrior Project SA.
Perfect. Well done. This country needs it, and we need everybody to be part of that solution. So thank you very much for your time there. Advocate Yvonne Wakefield, founder of The Warrior Project.